Okay, I'm joined in studio by Jonathan Lennon, who fights at the Sign Warrior Super Show happening in Neptune Stadium on August 16th, which is going to be an absolutely cracking night. Jonathan, first off, thanks very much for coming in.
Rory, thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. First off, give us a bit of your history in the sport.
I've been involved in the sport now, I guess, about 6 and a bit years. Originally got into it through Kieran O'Brien from Trails MMA. I was just friendly with him, and it was something he was involved in his whole life. And just one day went down with him and just fell in love with the sport and just kind of carried on from there.
That was a Cork tie, yeah?
That was in Cork tie, yeah. Jesus, that was back in Douglas Street.
Yeah, the good old Douglas Street days. Yeah. You know. What was it about the sport that kind of stuck with you and kind of resonated with you and made you kind of stick with it?
I guess it's just kind of the individuality of it, you know. Mm. The fact that you could train and see yourself progress and get better as the weeks go by, you know. So it was one of those things, and Kieran was already so good at it, you know, that we were constantly going with him and constantly trying to catch up with him as well, you know. And the fact that you could train as much as you want and potentially fight, and like at the time there were so many fighters in the gym that were active, you know, there was like Conor Regan, Dennis O'Brien, all these guys, and you know, we wanted to get up to that level, you know. Mm.
And how long did it take to get your first fight after you started training?
It took, I guess, the bones of a year, really, you know. But that was, you know, full whack, you know, we just kind of went at it, you know, full steam ahead. And I remember my first fight. It's actually funny because my first fight was in Neptune Stadium. Yeah. It's actually the last time I fought in Neptune Stadium. And at the time, like, it was such a big show. We had, you know, like, I remember it was Martin Horgan's show and he had the paper mache things coming out and stuff like that, you know. At the time, like, it was, Jesus, 2007, like, it was revolutionary back then, like, you know, and you see how it's progressed since. It's crazy, you know.
Yeah, it's incredible what Martin is doing for the sport, not just in Cork, but in the country. But we'll get to that in a second. How many fights have you had now in the meantime?
15 in total, now.
Yeah. What's the record?
9-6.
9-6. Are you happy enough with that?
Happy enough with the record, but just you know, wanted more fights. You know, been involved now 6 years, and you know, there's just been a couple of occasions where I haven't been able to fight through the injuries, you know, and stuff like that. You know, and you know, other commitments too. So, and that's why I'm so looking forward to this fight, is the fact that the last two super shows I haven't been able to fight on due to injuries. You know, so that's been pretty annoying. You know, so really happy now.
So when was your last fight before this?
It was in Thailand last summer. Yeah. I was in Thailand for 3 months last summer, and I had 2 fights over. And the last fight I had over got delayed a little bit. Mm. So then I had that fight, and it was pretty bad after the fight. So then when I got for the fight on the Super Show, then I wasn't even able to train at the point fight. So that was pretty annoying.
Yeah. So it's been a year since your last fight. So you must be itching to get into the ring at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Especially because there's, you know, it's been a year since the last fight, but I've been active in terms of training for the last year. You know, I've been constantly, like, you know, when I came back from Thailand, I kept training, and I was supposed to fight in the last Super Show in March, you know, and I was full whack training for that, and just got a bad injury that put me out for 4 or 5 weeks. The second that cleared up, I got straight back into it, you know, and it's just been constantly training since, you know.
So is ring rust going to be a factor, or is the fact that you're training with the likes of Shane O'Neill and Kieran O'Brien and sparring with those guys regularly, does that make up for it?
I guess ring rust is a thing, but I don't know. I just think the fact that I've just been kind of constantly sparring, constantly training. I haven't, you know, I think if you took a few months off cold turkey from the sport, coming back, then yeah, definitely ring rust would be a thing. But it's the fact that I have been constantly tipping away, I have been constantly training, constantly sparring, that I don't feel like that's going to be a thing. I just want to feel like, you know, it's just going to flow. It's going to happen, right, you know, naturally when I get in there.
You know, we were just outside chatting with Spike O'Sullivan as well, and the two of you guys were chatting with training and stuff. What does the average training week kind of consist of for you?
I guess kind of, everyone's different. For me personally, I guess it's kind of a thing from training in Thailand as well. I have to train twice a day. It's just, you know, it's more mental than physical. I have to put in 2 sessions a day, so Monday to Friday I get up in the morning and I go to the gym, you know, and get one of the lads to go with me, whether it's like, you know, Shane himself, you know, or Andy Gray or someone like that, or going on to Kieran's place or something like that, you know. Get up, get in the morning session, you know, running, pad, sparring, finish up, you know, go about my day, whatever I go about. Then that night, then same kind of sessions, you know, but just a bit heavier, you know, more kind of like, you know, we're doing sprints, more sparring, heavy clinching, you know. And then maybe Monday to Friday, Saturday then I'll generally kind of take the whole day off, and then Sunday then I'll kind of do, I might do like a big run on a Sunday, or I might do like a big sparring session, or I might do like, you know, load hill sprints, you know, just that kind of, to start the week off kind of that way, and then back then to the Monday, Friday of the
twice. Essentially a full-time job, is it?
Well, that's the thing, you know, at this level and with these shows, like with the shows Martin's putting on, like, you see the talent, like, and you see, like, even fellas there, like, they're after not that many fights, you see like people are getting so good and they're getting so good so fast, and it's because these shows are getting so big and they're so good that people want to perform them. So if you want to perform good in these shows and keep up that level, you have to put in the effort, you know.
Especially if you want to be invited back for the next
one. Exactly, that's the thing. Like, especially you have people, like, I mean, like, there's people from like every part of the world dying to get on the show, like, so if you want to get on the show, you know, you're going to have to put a good account of yourself, and to do that you have to really give it everything, you know.
Now, you're part of the eight-man tournament, which is eight of the best fighters at 70 kilos. You're not going to find out your opponents until the night. Is that a bit annoying that you can't train and focus on one particular person coming up to the fight?
I actually think the opposite. I was actually only talking about this recently.
Yeah.
Because normally, you know, when you have a fight coming up, like, Irish Thai boxing is really good and everything, you know, but, you know, it's kind of one of those sports where everyone knows everyone. You know, they've seen each other fight, they've heard of people fighting, you know, so when you normally find out, let's say, you know, 6 to 8 weeks in advance, you're fighting so-and-so, you kind of have that person in your head constantly, you know, whether consciously or subconsciously, you're going to be constantly thinking about it, constantly thinking about his training, looking at his Facebook, looking at YouTube videos. Whereas in this case, I haven't once thought about, you know, the opponent. Like, I could potentially fight 6 other guys and the 6 of them are, like, stylistically so different. So I kind of put it in my head, like, why, you know, annoy myself or wreck my own head by constantly trying to think of different things with these guys, you know. So just, it's been the first fight, I guess, I've really been able to focus on just my training, just focus on me, and not worry about, you know, the other person, which I think is, you know, the best way to do it, you know.
Yourself and Shane can't fight each other in the opening rounds. Have you talked about what would happen if both of you got to the final?
I think if, I'm not too sure, but I think if both of us get to the final, then I think, I don't know, I don't think the fight happens. I think it's
Yeah.
For Shane's sake, so anyway, I hope so.
For Shane.
Yeah, I think the gym just, I think then, like, the gym will take the belt, the gym take, you know, me and Shane half the sponsorship then and stuff like that. Oh, you know,
so there's going to be no conflict or force need to fight each other. Yeah. So who would win?
Yeah.
He'll keep that
I know, yeah. Well, Shane has a better beard, so.
Well, obviously, like, you know, no one has a better beard.
That would come into play.
Tell me, I mean, like, it's a fantastic night that Martin has organised on the 16th. He's got 3 of the best Thais in the world coming over. You've got Pornsenay, Rungravine, Shanshai. I mean, like, these are 3 of, like, the sport's best fighters. I mean, like, these are MVPs of the Thai world, aren't they?
Yeah, I still don't think people understand, like, these guys are, like, you know, people talk about, like, you know,
these are Tysons in your Holyfields.
No,
and stuff,
this is the thing, like, and, like, it's one of those, it's funny, like, normally, like, you know, in certain sports, you know, when you take boxing, you have, like, you know, oh, Floyd Mayweather, or you take, you know, MMA, you might say, like, Anderson Silva. With Thai boxing, these guys are, like, it's like putting 3 super, you know, these guys are unbelievable. And, like, not only, like, if these guys were fighting any part of the world, it would be, you know, unbelievable. But it's happening in Cork. It's still surreal that it's happening, like, because these guys are unbelievable. The talent, the skill, you know. It's one of those things you have to witness, you know. If you like to see live is it's going to be scary. Hopefully I'm on before him, so to enjoy it.
Hopefully,
you know?
Yeah. I can't wait for Rungvi and Pornsenay, because, like, there's bad blood between the two guys anyway, and they're going to be going hell for leather for the entire fight.
Yeah, to be honest, it seems to be the most talked about fight, because, like, with the sport and especially with Thais, it's one of those things where, like, people talk about it being maybe a bit of a rough sport, but it's actually you know, it's the most respectful sport I think there is, you know. But it's the first time where I've actually, you know, been reading online where Rungravi's kind of taking it like, you know, I'm coming for points, which is scary. Like, you never hear Thais kind of speak like that. Yeah. You know, Thais are very kind of easy going about it. You know, they fight and they go on to the next one, and that's just the way it is. Like, you know, but Rungravi saying, like, you know, he's coming for blood and he's coming to take his head off, it gives you goosebumps. Like, because these guys are scary guys. Like, you know,
it's going to be absolutely fantastic, and a big night as well for Malidi fighting Shanshai as well, which is an amazing honor for him.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. Like, it's like how an Irish person can just go so far, like, you know. Like, I actually trained with Stephen Malidi 2 and a bit years ago in JD's gym. I was with him from Bangkok, like, and I was with him for about 2.5-3 months, and, like, the effort this guy puts in and the way he trains is mesmerizing. It's honestly, it's unbelievable, like, you know. And he does this day in and day out, so if there's anyone that deserves opportunity to fight him, to fight, you know, Sanchez, it's him. Like, he's just an absolute workhorse, unbelievable work ethic, and he's so good to watch as well, like, you know. And if there's anyone, like, you know, like, you know, Sanchez is pound for pound the best in the world, but Stephen Malidi is an insanely tough guy. I genuinely think, like, he can beat him, like, you know. That's the thing.
I can't wait. It's going to be an absolutely incredible night. So we are 13 days out from the fight night now itself. What's next for you in the next 2 weeks of training? Imagine, like, you've got a hard week this week and then it's just kind of tipping over the following week, is it?
This week, no, I guess will just be the same as every other week, you know, that kind of way. Just 2 sessions a day now for the whole week, and then the next week, the week after coming up to the fight, will just be kind of warming down, just staying, you know, staying loose, staying active, stretch, shadow box, you know, nothing heavy. Nothing like major, yeah. Even at the moment, I feel the hard work's done. You know, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I got, when I got the mail off Martin a good few weeks back, I just kind of, I went for it. You know, from there, was, you know, I started training for this about, it's almost 9 weeks back now at this stage, you know. So, you know, at the moment, I feel mentally and physically ready, you know.
And
so,
do you cut much to get down to 70 kilos?
A bit, yeah. I guess, yeah, when I started off, I guess I'd have a few extra pounds to lose, like, so, I know, like, it's, yeah, I'd be big enough for 70 kgs, I think, so, might make it fine, you know. Yeah, get there eventually.
Jonathan, I'm really looking forward to seeing you perform on the night. It's great having, we are kind of related through,
I was actually saying, yeah, I was talking to my mom a while ago. I forgot to, I was like, mom, I'm going to be on the radio later. Yeah. She was like, it was like, I was meeting Rory and stuff, and I was like, she was like, aren't you second cousins?
We're second cousins.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Related through marriage, I think. Yeah. So it's great, so I'll have a family interest on the night anyway to support you.
All support, welcome anyway.
Jonathan, thanks very much for coming on.
Rory, thanks very much for that.